From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Britain's Notting Hill Carnival is accused of making a loss of £100,000. The Guyana High Commission in London receives over 2,000 signatures protesting the dumping of toxic waste. And George Bush's arrival at the White House could mean an improvement in US-Cuba relations. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The lead article in one of today's editions of the Evening Standard newspaper has reported that Britain's Notting Hill Carnival has declared a loss of more than £100,000. The carnival, which is the largest street festival in Europe, receives more than £180,000 funding from public organisations. But allegations of misappropriation of funds and bad management have led to a police investigation into the financing of the event. That investigation is still going on. One of the carnival's main funders is the Kensington and Chelsea Council in West London, where carnival is held. Today I spoke to the council's leader, Nicholas Freeman, to get his reaction to the reports of this huge financial loss.